financing on everything, including cruises for just $15,900 and Malibus for just $17,400. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs
the... Warning. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
See the athletically powerful Aspen Santa Fe Ballet at the Two Hill, April 13th and 14th. Click dancestlouis.org.
Well, my dad, that guy that just did that ortho, that guy means business.
Warning.
Warning. If your kid plays sports, you better get. Whoa! I mean, that I'm scared of that guy. I hope he's not in the building, is he?
I don't know.
Somewhere else. That guy's frightening. I think you better do whatever he says. It is time to find out what the world's most screwed up people are doing. That'd be the Hollywood crowd, the entertainment people, professional athletes. You know, that bunch. And it's mostly about Hollywood, which is one of the reasons we call it the Wood Report. There's another reason. We don't have time to go into it right now, but here's the lady who's going to bring it to you. Tina Marie Dalpiez, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you. And there is a bunch, so I've had to try to whittle it down.
You like me using all three names, Tina Marie Dalpiez?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. It's all yours.
All righty. Well, just days after being released from treatment following a heart attack and a medically induced coma, comedian Gallagher suffered a second heart attack on Sunday.
Yeah, that's not good.
They say he's now awake and resting in an Arizona hospital. Evidently, he's overworked.
Really?
Yeah.
Gallagher?
Arnold Palmer out of the hospital and back at work. They put him in there because he started on some new medication for high blood pressure, and there was, I don't know, something was going on, so they took him to the hospital. They let him go the next day.
You know what an Arnold Palmer is, the drink?
Yes, I love him.
Yeah, tea and lemonade.
Yeah.
Right.
I think when he orders one, he goes, hey, give me a me.
Yeah.
I'll have one of me.
Me on the rocks.
Yeah. That's when you've made it. When a drink that's really two drinks that existed forever are put together and they become your name. That's
nice.
Who else has pulled that off? Not too many people.
Tom Collins.
Well, yeah, who's he?
All right, then. Last week, I told you there was a movie called Bully, and it's about teenagers, kids in school, and bullying, and they weren't going to be able to see it because it was rated R. Well, now the company that's releasing the movie has decided they're just going to put it out there with no rating at all.
Well, that's not the company that made the movie's call. It's the... There's a group, a ratings
right, the Motion Picture Association of America.
Have they said we're just not going to rate it?
They said they're going to release it without a U.S. film rating.
I think that's probably smart.
I do too.
Because you've seen that before. It's this film has not been rated.
So
just
that
leave
way,
it at that.
I guess anybody can see it. It's up to the parents now.
All right.
Which should have been anyway. The Octomom has decided to pose topless to earn money for a new home for herself and her 14 children.
Now we're talking.
Apparently, her current home is in foreclosure.
Yeah,
Nadia
she's
Suman,
not really topless, though.
Well, she put her hands over her.
Yeah, that's not topless.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Yeah,
that's
cheating. It's for a magazine, a European magazine. She got $10,000 for it.
Show the nickels.
She was offered $1 million by Vivid Entertainment back in 2009. They're a porn company, but she turned that down.
Yeah,
But not just for a photo.
No.
$1 million to be porn.
I bet she's
maybe
go
rethinking
ahead.
That.
Go ahead, Ben. What?
No, I bet she's regretting maybe that now. She's in big money trouble.
She could still do it. She could
that she's regretting not doing porn.
Well.
I mean.
Lauren Scruggs, do you remember who that is? She is the model who lost her hand and an eye when she was struck by that airplane propeller last year.
Yeah.
They offered her $200,000. She's saying, no go, I want a lot more than that.
For what?
For losing a hand and an eye.
Oh, I thought you meant the offer to like a magazine or something. You mean the insurance
the
company?
The plane insurance company. They're saying that's the most they can give to a passenger, and she's saying, well, I wasn't actually a passenger at the time.
Let me stop you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I don't understand about the legal system. She walked in to the propeller. The pilot didn't steer the plane into her. All planes have propellers. They don't all shut off before everybody gets out. Everybody else got out okay. She screwed up. She went, why does the somebody have to pay you millions of dollars because you did something you shouldn't have done? You weren't paying attention. You knew you were in a plane. You could tell the engine was running. Am I crazy?
Yeah, but I understand.
I am crazy.
I understand.
Okay. You understand what? Her wanting more money?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I think she was at fault. It sounded like it from the story, but...
Sometimes people just do things that they shouldn't have done, but nobody seems to want to accept that anymore. It's always somebody else's fault.
Write me a check.
It's not going to make it any better. She's not going to get her eye back or her hand, so...
Good point.
With any money. Former NBA star Dennis Rodman is extremely sick, broke, and is in no position to pay a hefty child support payment that he
Wait a minute. He's broke?
That's according to his attorney.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
He's behind by $808,000 as of March 1st.
Why is he not in jail?
For two kids. Well, he's facing up to 20 days in jail.
Oh, 20 days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's worth $800,000.
Right. I mean, but his attorneys are saying he doesn't have any money. He's sick. He's broke. They're saying they're representing him pro bono.
Right.
Right.
What does Sonny have to do with anything?
See, I knew you'd say that. I'm thinking Dan's going to try to do a Sonny bono. So predictable.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, you didn't,
didn't even get it.
I had no idea what he was talking about. I'm like, I never said the word Sonny. All righty. Martina McBride will perform her new single, Marry Me, with Train lead singer Pat Monahan at the Academy of Country Music Awards this Sunday. What's so special about that? Well, she handpicked a couple from New Jersey who will get married right on the show while they sing.
Oh.
The couple both lost their spouses in 2009 and met at a support group.
Hmm.
Isn't that romantic?
No.
The Harry Potter.
We don't need to see that.
All right. The Harry Potter novels available for the first time in e-book format. The seven stories have sold an estimated 450 million copies worldwide and inspired the 8-film movie franchise. Now, according to the first story I read, it said the website's online store is the exclusive retailer of the ebooks, but online I looked and you can go to Amazon and get stuff for Kindle, so I don't see how they can say that they're the exclusive. So there you have it. Canadian pageant contestant Jenna Telekova. She's 23. She's been booted from the Miss Universe Canada pageant after officials found out she was a transgender woman.
Wait a minute.
I saw.
She was born male, but has identified as a female since she was 4, began hormone replacement therapy at 14, and underwent gender reassignment at 19.
This is good.
But she
Miss
was selected,
Universe is Mr. Universe.
Gender reassignment.
Yep.
Hey, where's Miss Universe? We had an interview. She's at the urinal.
Yeah. No, she doesn't have it anymore.
I don't think she has that anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
She had gender reassignment.
Yes.
Andrea Bocelli and his fiancée, Veronica Berti, welcomed a baby girl last Wednesday. He's 53. He has two kids from his first marriage, and he's not divorced yet. They've been separated since 2002. He's engaged, but he's not divorced.
2002.
Did you know that he lost his sight in a soccer accident when he was 12?
No.
That's what the story said. He's been blind since a soccer accident at the age of 12.
Hmm. He's a really good-looking guy, that Andrea Bocelli. He's a good singer, and he's a good-looking guy. He's a good-looking guy.
I don't even know
he's
who.
Still married, hon, and he has a fiancé.
You call him hon?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's still married, hon.
Oh, she calls me that all the time.
Yeah, he
I
likes
told her, try not to do it on the air. She slipped.
Sorry, I've heard of it.
She slipped. It happened.
Tori Spelling is pregnant again. So what's wrong with that? Well, she just had a kid 5 months ago, and she's pregnant again with her fourth child.
Yeah, Tori Spelling, the only pregnant woman whose eyes stick out further than her stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is a disgusting story. Alicia Silverstone, who's really cute, right? You know, she's kind of like
she's
Mother Earthy and vegan.
She's a vegan.
Vegan
and
all that.
Mm-hmm.
She's written a book, The Kind Diet. Well, she has a video out where... She chews up the food and spits it in her kid's mouth.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
What are we, birds at the nest?
That's what they say.
Are you serious?
Yep. I'm serious. You can go watch it.
Because her little babies don't have teeth, and so she's...
Well, I think he looks like he's about 1 year old right now, but she eats kind of weird... You know,
healthy food.
Healthy
that kid
stuff.
Is going to grow up to kill his whole family. Oh.
She has it on video?
Yes, yeah. There's a video of her.
Oh.
I don't think she puts it mouth to mouth. I think she
He walks right up to her.
Oh, really? I thought she put it in her hand first. Oh, yeah, that is.
Oh, I thought she put it right in. There are those who think that a mom chewing a baby's food provides helpful enzymes from her mouth.
That's ridiculous.
But
this other doctor said various viruses and bacteria, especially the herpes virus, may be passed from mother to baby. So.
Hmm.
Ugh. I just don't understand.
Well, hopefully you would know you have herpes before you...
I don't know. I'm not.
Mom, is this spinach supposed to taste like herpes?
Mom, what are all those sores?
Those warts on your mouth. Yeah.
All right. I remember Mike Evans said George Clooney had a new, he was going to release a brand of tequila.
Yes. Right.
Well, his partner is Cindy Crawford's husband, Randy Gerber. But there are some other people who have some liqueurs or liquor. Also, rapper and actor Ludacris, he has his own brand of cognac called Conjure. Hip hop. Mogul Diddy was one of the first rappers to put his stamp of approval on Ciroc vodka.
Wait a minute. Rappers don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Rapper Pitbull's vodka is called Voli.
There's a rapper called Pitbull?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's a big deal.
And Carlos Santana released Santana DVX wine a few years ago, and now he's looking to get into the tequila business.
Doesn't Sammy Hagar, isn't he in the...
I think he sold out of that.
He
but,
did?
Yeah.
Cabo Wabo?
Yeah, he made a lot of money. And, you know, Dan Aykroyd's vodka on there.
True.
And the skull. Yeah.
Well, these were just a few others.
We got to get in the liquor business.
Bobby Brown was arrested for a DUI yesterday.
That reeks of frame-up. Somebody framed him.
I would say. Yeah. Justin Bieber really, well, I want to say the P word, but he angered a couple of people in Texas. They're threatening legal action against him. This is what he did. I guess he thought he was being cute. He put out a tweet. He's got like 19 million followers. So he puts out this tweet that says, "Hey, girls, call me right now." And he puts out a phone number and leaves off the last digit. So girls start calling and adding these digits. And it goes to these poor people in Texas. It's an older woman and a guy, and their phones have not stopped ringing. So now they're looking to get an attorney and force Bieber to pay them for their trouble.
Well, wait a minute. It could be if he left off the last digit. Wouldn't a lot of people get called?
I would
about
think so.
10 different
only
people.
Two people.
Number ends in 2, 3, 4,
zero,
5.
0, 1, 2,
yeah, maybe,
0 through 9. That's 10.
Maybe the other numbers aren't in use right now, but only two people have complained. But they're saying they get like 1,000 phone calls a day.
Wow. What a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. But he's a kid. Kids do stupid things.
Dumb, stupid.
Was
kid.
His number one of the numbers? Do they know that for sure?
I don't know.
I don't think he lives in Texas, does he? Does he live in Texas?
Oh, my ex is living. No, I don't know. But that's the number he gave. It's probably a number he just made up off the top of his head.
Oh, that's a dumb thing to do.
And Lindsay Lohan looks like she's going to be all free and clear in the next 48 hours. If she doesn't get in any more trouble, she will be off formal probation for the first time in more than 4 years. That deal where she supposedly did the hit and run.
Right. Nothing came of that?
No. The guy's attorney, who is Mark Garagos, is asking for six figures, claiming there's a video showing the hit and run, but other sources say the video shows no such thing.
I'd settle for one figure. Hers. Give me a night with her.
We'll call it even. Okay.
Hey, I'm heterosexual.
According to Miley Cyrus, she and Liam Hemsworth are not engaged.
Oh.
That saddens me.
Eric Clapton is now the proud owner of a new one-of-a-kind Ferrari. The price, $4.75 million.
I saw pictures of it, yeah.
It's called the SPC-12 EPC. And that stands for Special Project Car Number 12, Eric Patrick Clapton.
Wow.
Heard it took 2 years to build.
Shooby dooby. He's collected Ferraris
for
decades.
The first week he wraps it around a telephone pole.
Well, he did that with the car, and it was on the cover of his slow handout.
Another Ferrari, yeah.
This gal named Leanne Zalumis, 29 years old, broke into Simon Cowell's $14 million mansion over the weekend. He heard this loud noise, ran up there, and there's this gal standing there with a brick in her hand.
Yeah.
Evidently, he had security right there living with him.
She had his what in her hand?
She had a brick.
A brick.
A brick. My hearing. My hearing's not good.
So she's been arrested. She was believed just to be an overzealous fan.
I don't think of Simon Cowell as a very tough guy in a situation.
No, he had security go grab
and,
him.
Yeah, and his
hey,
help.
Hey, somebody, go get her. I don't
actually, his words were, what was it right here? It was like something from a horror movie.
Oh, poor Simon.
Here's a horrible joke from a restaurant in Georgia called Chops and Hops. It's a steakhouse. They posted a photo on their Facebook and Twitter pages of
Wait a minute. Chops and Hops. It must be steak and rabbit.
That's right. They posted a picture of a blue cheese smothered steak entree with the caption, Chris Brown, Rihanna, and us teamed up for an award-winning celebrity sandwich. Put your hands on this Caribbean black and blue sandwich. Oh. Went on to say, Chris Brown won't beat you up for eating this unless your name starts with an R and ends with an A.
Wow.
Representative from the restaurant apologizing all over herself.
She deserves all
not
the jokes.
Very
she went
bright.
Back to him. She deserves all the jokes.
I suppose.
I would have said all the jokes are out of line and tasteless, but then we find out she runs back to this guy. So, okay.
Well, we don't know that they're together, but...
No, that joke is tasty, though. That sounds like a good steak.
Oh, I see. I've got Rihanna's cell phone number.
I see what you did there.
The man who hacked Scarlett Johansson and Mila Kunis' phones and put those nude photos on the internet pled guilty to 9 felonies. His name is Christopher Chaney. He struck a plea agreement with prosecutors. He pled guilty to 9 counts, including identity theft, wiretapping, and unauthorized access and damage to a protected computer. He will be sentenced in July. Do you
want to
do this Frank Langella thing?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. Tina gave me a printed copy of some of this stuff from Frank Langella's book, but the printer cut like
reprinted it.
The last 3 words of every sentence off, but it looks really interesting.
It's called Drop Names, Famous Men and Women as I Knew Them.
Now, here's the thing. I never heard of Frank Langella. Apparently, this guy's been in Hollywood for decades, but I never heard of him or paid any attention to him till the Frost Nixon thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I ever even knew who the guy was. But go ahead, give him some. This is some good stuff.
Yeah, he has had relations with many people, including some of the same sex, he says.
Whoa.
Yeah, get into that part.
Huh?
Did he claim to do it with Paul Newman or something?
Well, no, he just said he called Paul Newman a pretty dull companion. After the dirty, sexy jokes, shop talk, cars, and politics were exhausted. He was never rude or unkind, just boring.
But when a guy says another guy was a companion,
yeah,
that's
usually,
weird. That's not, you don't use that talk.
No.
I don't know.
Wow. Go ahead, give us some more. Liz Taylor.
With Liz Taylor, he calls her a small, sweet woman who wanted a man to be with her, protect her, and fill a void as deep as the deepest ocean.
Oh, brother. Void.
I don't doubt that void.
She wanted him to move with her to the East Coast, but he said no because she would have him for lunch.
Strap on a 2x4.
Yeah.
He details an affair with Rita Hayworth when he was 34, she was 54. And she was suffering from the onset of Alzheimer's.
No, she was 20 years older.
I don't care. She knew some stuff.
They were playing a mother and son in a 1972 Western called The Wrath of God. Hey.
Well, Frank's been around.
Richard Burton was a crashing bore who liked to recite poetry in a drunken stupor.
Why does that not surprise anybody?
Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, the first woman he met who found money as an aphrodisiac.
Well,
Rex Harrison.
Hold on. Yeah? The first woman that he met who found money as an aphrodisiac. Don't most women find money as an aphrodisiac? Really?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rex Harrison, he called him a real son of a you-know-what.
You can say bitch, son of a
And terrified that people would think he was homosexual. He said he wasn't.
Well, that settles it.
Laurence Olivier, a silly old English gent who loved to play camp and gossip.
Hey, wait a second.
Play camp.
That's what it says.
He likes to play camp and gossip.
He likes to play camp.
How do you play camp?
Hey, look,
either
my pup
play
tents
camp
up.
Or they're calling camp like when you act goofy.
Maybe like Brokeback Cowboy.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go back to what was it you said earlier? Oh, Rex Harrison. Don't you have the recording of Rex Harrison stating emphatically he's not gay?
Yeah.
I think we have that. Where he made it very clear.
I am not gay.
There it is.
Wow.
Right there. That's it.
Graduate star Anne Bancroft was consumed by a galloping narcissism that often undermined her talents. Man.
What does that mean?
She was stuck on herself. Narcissistic is when you know,
love yourself.
You think,
what, an
yeah,
actress
you think
was stuck on
everybody
herself?
Owes
that's
you
crazy.
Everything. Yeah.
That's one.
Yul Brynner was never far from a full-length mirror.
Who names a kid Yule?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. How many other babies have you ever heard of anybody else named Yule?
No.
Gaga Goo Goo Yule. Yeah. Lee Strasberg, a Yule log. Pompous pygmy.
Yeah, he opened his diaper and go, there's a Yule log.
And Whoopi Goldberg, with whom he had a relationship for years, is not mentioned in the book, which mostly addresses stars who are already dead.
Oh.
This is not in any way a racist comment. This is an butt ugly face comment. Whoopi Goldberg is unattractive. Okay, if she were as white as a sheet, she'd still be unattractive. Big old horse teeth.
Well, she must have something. She attracts guys.
Ted Danson. Look, remember that when he went off, he went nuts for her.
She's probably fun.
No, the rumor was that she gave the absolute best Monica of anybody in show business. Whoopi Goldberg. That was the rumor. And in the heyday, the 30s, 40s, according to Frank Sinatra's personal valet of 15 years, George Jacobs, everybody, all the big stars knew the best Monica was given by Judy Garland.
Whoa.
That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. There you have it.
That. Okay. At the movies, The Hunger Games raked in $152.5 million. Jump Street was second with $20.4 million. And Dr. Seuss's The Lorax, $13.1 million. Happy birthday to singer Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas. She's 37.
She doesn't do anything for me.
She's
too muscular.
I like Fergie.
No,
she's okay.
She's too muscular.
A lot of work done.
Really? I don't think she's muscular.
She looks too manly to me.
Nathan Fillion, he plays Castle. He's 41. Actress Elizabeth Mitchell is 42.
Who's that?
She was on Lost. I remember her from ER. She was Dr. Weaver's girlfriend. The first, they were a lesbian couple.
No, I didn't watch it.
She played Linda McCartney in the Linda McCartney TV movie.
Who was that ER chick that was had a cane? But
Dr.
Really,
Weaver. That was her.
She wasn't really a limp or anything.
No,
really.
No. It was all an act. She did it really well.
I didn't like her.
Singer Mariah Carey is 42. Actress Pauly Perrette is 43. She plays that dark-haired, pigtailed gal in NCIS. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've never watched NCIS.
No, me neither.
Never watched one either. CSI. Never watched one NCIS. What's that redheaded guy that looks over his sunglasses
That's a CSI.
CSI Miami.
Never watched one. Nope. I won't watch it because of that redheaded guy.
Director Quentin Tarantino is 49, and actor Michael York is 70. And that is the Wood Report.
Tarantino's a weird dude.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Tina Dalpiez, everybody, with the Wood Report, and a good one. Another good one.
Thank you.
Just get better every week. Looking forward to the day when she just takes over the show, and every day is a Wood Report, and I just come in occasionally with a segment. So we'll look forward to next Tuesday when we'll have another one. I know her, and right now she's already started putting together next week's Wood Report.
That's right, hon.
Thinking right now. Yeah. Oh, man, where are we? Oh, I know where we are. American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage. A round of applause for an advertiser that is now with us, never missed a week, and in their 21st year.
Wow.
Awesome. I know. Unheard of. American Equity Mortgage, the company with the phone number that we never want you to confuse with another number, 314-878-9999. They preach a pretty simple sermon, and it makes all the sense in the world. It's just good common sense. If you can borrow money and pay very little interest and get that debt paid for quickly, or borrow money and pay a lot of interest and be paying on it for 20 or 30 years, which is the better idea? Well, I think obviously A as opposed to B, but there are a lot of people that don't know that. They don't seem to get it until somebody shakes them and says, hey, you are a homeowner. You have equity in your home. Use it. Take advantage of it. Get out of that bad debt. There is good debt. I think most people would agree that a home, that's good debt. You know, you've invested in something and borrowed money for something that, until the last two or three years, used to appreciate in value and become worth more. That'll come around and happen again. And that equity gives you great borrowing power. Lets you pay off things like credit card bills. Also lets you borrow money for things like weddings or trips or tuition. That's simple, home equity loan. They can tell you all about this stuff. If you're a homeowner, if you want to become a homeowner, they can help you with that too, because they are American Equity Mortgage, and that's what a mortgage is all about, helping you get in that home that you want to get in and stop paying that rent. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How are things going, Tim?
Boy, eastbound 4064 looks like morning traffic now coming in. I don't know if that's hockey already or not, but you're slowing approaching 141 through Mason. It's heavy from 170 through Big Bend, and it's jammed up downtown from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. They've just cleared an accident on eastbound 5570 just before 64 that has traffic backed up to about Tudor to Highway 64. Southbound 270, that stop and go from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 4064, you've got stop and go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland, Ballas out through Mason, and then we haven't made it quite far enough to check out Chesterfield Valley yet. Hey, this traffic report is brought to you by the Masters. Log on to masters.com, the tournament's official website, April 2nd through 8th for complete coverage, including real-time scoring and live video all week long. Masters.com, your source for the 2012 Masters. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on, deep in the left field. Back goes.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, have you ever thought about treating a group of 30 or more to a Cardinal game? If you have, think about a party suite for the upcoming season. A party suite includes an air-conditioned setting, a two-hour buffet before the game, beer and soda. A party suite can accommodate any occasion.
We were able to use the party suite as a way to treat our employees to a great night at Busch Stadium.
My son was able to hold his 16th birthday party in a party suite. We had over 40 family and friends.
Our family reunion was held in a party suite. Comfort, family, and a Cardinal win.
Party suites are available at Cardinals.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
There's nothing better than a spa in your backyard. Hands down, it's the best. How are you going to get that spa for your backyard? I'm talking about Aspen Spas, St. Louis owned and St. Louis operated. You owe it to yourself to get the best spa at the best price from a local company who will stand behind it. Imagine that. A great spa, more spa for less money, get more bang for your buck at Aspen Spas. Now, what am I talking about? They have the largest showroom, 5,500 square feet showroom, 20 different spas on display. They will let you test drive the spas. What do I mean? I mean you get into your trunks and your bathing suits and you test it out. Pick out your spa model, pick your colors, add the features, all the bells and whistles, the waterfalls, the stereo, the cool misters, the blowers, whatever you need. Aspen Spas will build it for you better. Aspen Spas, aspen-spas.com or 314-776-5050. aspen.spas.com or 776-5050. Simply the best spa, Aspen Spas.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not. Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings since 1983. 1983? That's a long time. Don't let bad wings happen to good people. Trust the original. Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And at Lane House, we trust all our siding business to Royal Building Products and their good, better, best siding options to meet all design choices and budgets. The choice is yours. Use Haven Insulated Siding to save on your monthly bill. Or choose Royal Woodland 25-foot panel for 50% fewer laps. Or Journeyman Select, the only panel in the industry with a double lifetime warranty, including hail. Call Lane House at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000.
This is your last chance to take thousands off MSRP at West County Nissan. Maximus, $8,500 off or $239 per month. Muranos, $8,500 off or $259 per month. Plus, take $5,500 off Altimas or $149 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC and in stock units only. 39-month lease DTNL included. 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
What was that last part?
All right, right now.
Had a hard
right,
time right. Following that. I think he said. I think that's what he said. Hey, it's Tuesday. CDs are out. The DVDs are out. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I want to grab something and put it in the DVD player and watch it as I did this past weekend three different times. And partially because Joe Hipperson told me last Tuesday what was out. So I grabbed it before the masses got a hold of it, about Thursday before the weekend, and enjoyed some of it, not so much with the others. Today's Tuesday again, and he's with us courtesy of the fine folks at Orrick and the 7 locally owned and operated Orrick Home Care Centers. Here he is, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Look, you always run over a little bit. I'm not going to contribute to that, but I can do this in 20 seconds. Footloose, I saw the remake, saw the original. What was your take? I believe you like the original better.
I'm a big fan of the original.
Thank you. I feel the same. They didn't need to redo it. It's all yours.
I told you, we're two peas in a pod, Frank.
We just like twins, like identical twins.
It's amazing. All right, so new release Tuesday. We always start out with music. A couple options for you. I cannot say this band's name without doing it a bit over the top, so I apologize, but Iron Maiden. You just have to say it that way.
Yeah, you do.
It's a great name.
You can't just be like, oh, Iron Maiden has...
No, it's a great name.
There you go. So, Iron Maiden with a live album. It's called En Vivo. I am not Spanish. I have no idea what that means, but En Vivo, and it's probably something very obvious, so I apologize to our Spanish listeners.
Now, how do you spell it?
E-N... V-I-V-O.
Well, it means F-U in Spanish.
Are you serious?
Really, it's profanity.
So I just said that to the entire Spanish-speaking audience. Great. All right, so there you go. Iron Maiden fans, get excited. The All-American Rejects got a new record out called Kids in the Streets. Still dig the title of that group. I think they kind of sold out just a bit as far as liking music goes, but the tweens dig the All-American Rejects. New record out. Madonna has a new release now. Usually when I say an attractive woman's name, we hear certain things. I guess no one
she's
in this
not attractive.
Studio audience feels
oh,
that way.
Oh, my goodness, no.
She never was attractive.
May I put out where I think she was attractive for about 3 minutes, Frank? May I say that? I'm not
sure.
It's not going to take 3 minutes, but for 3 minutes, I found Madonna attractive in the music video for the song Cherish, the one where she's on the beach. It's black and white. She's got that shorter kind of hair, and she's kind of going in and out of the waves. It's kind of a black and white video. Cherish, hottest Hipperson Madonna moment.
Okay.
Thank you very much for giving me that opportunity. I appreciate it. The
new
record is called MDNA. I can only assume that is her abbreviated version of her name, Madonna. So MDNA, the new Madonna record in stores for you. The Mars Volta got a new record out that I can't pronounce, so I'm not going to try, but Mars Volta, new record. Mike Snow, happy to you. Shinedown, new album. It is called, man, this is another opportunity for me just to prove that I'm so ignorant in how to, these crazy rock bands, right? They just got all these bizarre names, and I'm sure I'm going to get a bunch of email from people telling me that I'm just ridiculous. So we're going to go to Tina, who is the brilliant host of The Wood Report. She's going to look at the Shinedown album title.
Amaryllis.
There we go. Amaryllis by Shinedown.
Nocturnicate was the Mars Volta.
Oh, that's
why
a good Nocturnicate.
I like that. Rub it in. Thank you very much. Nocturnicate.
She's showing off now.
Now on the DVD and Frank, sometimes Tuesday's the new release day. Sometimes they like to do it in odd areas, odd times. Hop came out a few days ago. But we'll go ahead and call it a new release Tuesday thing. So Hop, that is the CGI animated feature about the Easter Bunny with the completely pointless use of Russell Brand as the voice actor.
Oh, I'll say.
Well, now, there are moments that I do dig Russell Brand, but the reason I don't like it here is they kind of alter the voice. It would be like me doing a cartoon voice, and it would sound a little something like this. Hey, I'm the Easter Bunny. I mean, that doesn't sound anything like
that. Was that the one that had the animated and the real people?
It was a back-and-forth thing, but the CGI was the CGI animated stuff. So I think if you're going to get a voice actor, and this is one more time, I'm on the soapbox. I think the best voice actor for CGI animated films so far has probably been a good time, but I would either go Chris Rock or I'd go Tom Hanks. But Chris Rock never changes it up. When he does a voice in a movie, whether it's the B movie with Jerry Seinfeld or whether it's the Madagascar films, he's Chris Rock. You get your money's worth.
Really? Russell what about Brand. Jack Black or Eddie Murphy?
Pretty good.
I think when Eddie Murphy does it, he kind of hams it a bit. You know, I mean, he kind of hams it up.
Oh, he's playing a donkey.
I know he's playing a donkey. He's playing an ass. I get what you're saying. It's fine. But when he does it, it's I'm saying when Chris Rock or Tom Hanks do it, they're really not altering their voice. They're just doing it straight out, and it works.
Hey, Russell Brand is the only comedian I can think of who looks literally frightening.
Yeah.
He's scary looking.
See, this is where we are no longer two peas in a pond, because when Russell Brand first launched over here to America, before he decided to get his hair all kind of weirdly curled and straight, and just when it was all frizzy and weird, and he wore like the high heels, if I could have pulled it off, I would try and pull off the same look. I would put it on.
You'd wear high heels.
Well, you know, I'm almost like 6'3"-ish right now, so it'd be kind of bizarre if I wore high heels. But David Bowie, 1973-75, I dig that look.
You know what's funny about Joe? In Joe's mind, the reason it would be bizarre if he wore high heels is because he's 6'3".
Yeah.
That's why it would be bizarre.
Not because he had on heels.
Because he's too tall.
You know, if I'm guilty of one thing, Frank, I will always be honest and I'll always tell you the truth.
We believe that.
On a DVD today is Betty White, Champion for Animals. It is a very cool documentary all about the fascinating work that Betty White has done for the animal community, for people that adopt, for people that rescue. If you are an animal lover or you dig Betty White, it's actually kind of fun. This is something you might see on, like, you know, the History Channel. You might see it on A&E. It's a cool little documentary. Betty White, I think, you know, I mean, what is she like? She's like 204 years old now, right? And she's just got the greatest career of all time.
She's
got
to wake up every day going, I cannot believe that I am busier and working more and more popular and making more money now than I've ever made. I'm 90.
It's wild. On DVD, if you're a fan of the kids' cartoon show Cat Dog, Season 1, Part 2 is out today. A movie that a lot of people swear is amazing. I have tried to watch it. I have no idea why this has a cult following. I think maybe the title has something to do with it. Reefer Madness, finally coming out in a special edition DVD today.
That's an oldie. What is that, from the 50s or something?
Yeah, it's an old black and white film. It was like a warning film.
The
community lose your mind and kill people if you smoke the reefer.
But the community that embraces the reefer loves the film, so it really kind of was the opposite.
Opposite effect,
If you like the idea of a bunch of guys wearing very little clothing, wrestling around with each other, sweating, and the blood and the spit, really gets your motor revving, then you would love the best of 2011 UFC fights. So if you're one of those guys that has your tap out t-shirt two sizes too small, get excited for the UFC 2011 best of DVD. Camel Spiders is a film that is a very, very bad horror film that you might catch in a red box. I would avoid it like the plague. I would also avoid the special edition Blu-ray release. I cannot figure out why they decided to give this a high-def makeover. the 1975, not even close to being a classic film, called Strip Nude for the Killer, is now out on Blu-ray.
Great title.
Yeah, there you go. Jean-Claude Van Damme did a movie called The Quest that nobody saw. I doubt anyone will buy it on Blu-ray. It's out today. South Park Season 15 is available today. Whitney Houston recently passed away, so they're going to cash in and put The Bodyguard out on Blu-ray today. 70th anniversary of one of my favorite films ever that I think, if I remember correctly, Frank is either a guy who's never seen it or just didn't get it. Casablanca is out
there. I've
today.
Never seen it.
There we go.
Okay. I've seen parts of it.
I dig just the straight-up cockiness of Humphrey Bogart's character in this film. One of the best-written screenplays ever. Sharp comedy, Frank. One
beyond on the word cockiness, can you edit out everything but Ines?
Yes.
Thank you.
One day, I'll email it here later as Ines.
Okay. One day, Frank, we will sit down together. One day, we're going to sit on a couch together. You
and watch Casablanca?
Popcorn, and I would watch Casablanca with you if you give me the chance.
I'm not falling for the popcorn.
Did you hear that?
That might
share
be
popcorn
a beginning
partner.
Of a beautiful relationship.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
With that, Tina knows works. What's up. Also on DVD is a film that is, stars the voice of Sean Connery, the acting talents of Dennis Quaid, where Sean Connery played the voice of a big, giant, animated CGI dragon, where he uttered the phrase, "I am the last one." And that was...
What in the
wow.
world?
Wow. Wow. If I really wanted to, I could break it up. You know, mucking with a G. Or, you know, I could do some Untouchables.
Wow.
What are you prepared to do? And then, what are you prepared to do? To get Capone. Or, I don't know where I'm going.
You pull the knife, you pull a gun.
There we go.
You send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
That's right.
That's how you get Capone. See what that was? Almost like it kept playing.
He almost lost. He lost. All right,
thank you. We've got Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close. It did it for some people. Others thought it was very, very depressing. But Max von Sydow killed it in his part where he didn't utter a single line. But the acting that guy did and just facial expressions was brilliant. So you've got Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close, depressing Tom Hanks movie. He's
30
dead.
30 seconds, Mr. Hipperson.
Well, then I should say, and last but not least.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would hate to bump Joe Hipperson out. Oh, no, Bill Clevelin.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, the last release we've got today is for the kids. Parents, you are warned right now by me. They're going to want you to run to the Red Box. They're going to want you to buy it. God help you if you get stuck with it, because I don't think there's ever been any talent so far yet in any of these films. But Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, is available
today. I just can't stand them. I can't understand a word they say.
It makes me so sad because Jason Lee stars in these films, and Jason Lee was the balls. That guy was such a great actor in the Kevin Smith movie. Jason Lee used to be able to do no wrong. My name is Earl. Jason Lee, great actor, stuck in the Alvin and
the Chipmunks.
Why can't
they clean that chipmunk lingo up where you can understand what they're saying?
Because they're small little dudes, man. You know, I actually kind of sounded like Cleveland. I mean, we could have actually convinced the audience.
See, I wouldn't have said that.
All right, I'm out. I'll talk to you guys later. I am Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
Mean Joe Hipperson.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
Mean old Joe.
Come on. I love Bill. I would hug Bill. I'd
brought to you. No, he declines. I can tell you without even talking to him, he's going to decline that. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Bill Cleveland is on the way. Let me talk to you for just a minute about where I do all my banking, and I mean all my banking, and that is First Community Credit Union. I have lived long enough to know there were banks and then savings and loans, which have been gone for, I think, 30 years or something, but that at one time was a big deal. And then very few people knew about credit unions. It was like a secret. It was a secret for people who happened to be lucky enough to work at a place that had a credit union. My dad worked at a place in St. Louis, and they had a credit union. And I remember him coming home and saying, "Man, this credit union, this is the best." He got a car loan and didn't think he'd been able to get it at a regular bank. But you had to work. Well, in the case of First Community Credit Union, when they were started, I think in the 30s or 40s, you had to work at Monsanto. And then all of a sudden, somebody, thank goodness, decided, let's let everybody who wants to bank at the credit union come on in and do their banking here. And that's a good thing, because once you have done both, you've been to a conventional, regular kind of bank, and then you go to First Community Credit Union, you're going to see the difference. That's the only way you're going to really get it, because if I tell you what you can do there, it's going to sound just like any other place to bank. Checking, savings, you know, you got a notary public if you need one, traveler's checks, blah, 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 blah. You can borrow money, you can save money. Check into it. Will you talk to other people who are members a First Community Credit Union, you're going to find they're going to say the same things that we tell you. It's a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Time to see how things are moving out there on the highways. Here is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Tim?
Well, right now we seem to be incident-free, but we're looking at westbound 70. Just a little bit slow as you go past the airport. You're heavy again from 370 out through TRQs on westbound 70. It does look like eastbound 270 is starting to jam up right at McDonald or just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 270, that's still running stop and go now between... looks like it's a little slow around Page, and then from Olive down through Doherty Ferry and westbound 40. We did check it out in Chesterfield Valley. A little bit slow from the Spirit overpass through the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Make a stop at St. Louis Bread Company, part of your morning routine. Always grilled to order breakfast sandwich or a delicious panini for lunch. Visit St. Louis Bread Company today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.